And now, a warrior for the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, a Marine Corps veteran, a Harvard-trained attorney, Bishop of the Called Churches, and founder and president of STAND. Staying true to America's national destiny, the voice of the awakening. Your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the awakening. I am not Bishop E.W. Jackson. I was not a Marine, so I don't want any stolen valor as I begin the program. I'm sitting in for Bishop today. He's taking some well-earned time off, and we appreciate him and appreciate everything that he does. I'm Jim Stanley, and I'm General Manager for American Family Radio. And so I'm going to sit in today. I hope we're going to have a good program for you. Here in a bit, we're going to have Dr. Jeff Shreve, pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and also the speaker of his program, From His Heart. And then also a little bit later, we're going to have Todd Moore from Trinity Debt Management, and he's going to help us with a Christmas budget. If not for 2020, then we can apply it towards 2021. At least that's what I'm going to try and do, because 2020 is gone. In studio with me is Mr. Chris Woodward. He is the ace anchor and reporter for American Family News.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
So
this has been a long decade of a year. I don't know about you guys.
You know, if we had to do a year in review, we'd have trouble picking what the high spots or the low spots of the stories would be, because there have been so many.
Oh, yeah.
And so far be it from 2020 not to end up with a twist, mm-hmm. such as the state of Texas.
Oh, sure. Yeah, big story. Chad Groening's working the phones as we speak to talk about this. For those not aware, perhaps even our listeners in the great state of Texas, the state of Texas has filed a lawsuit at the U.S. Supreme Court against four battleground states in an effort to halt presidential electors from finalizing Joe Biden's so-called victory. And I'm doing air quotes. Reading from the Hill here, Texas argued that electors from Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin should not be allowed to cast their votes in part because those states unconstitutionally changed their voting procedures during the coronavirus pandemic to allow for increased mail-in ballots. What's very interesting about this, Jim, is that it comes along at the same time that Congressman Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania, a Republican, has been trying to get the Supreme Court to take up a case that he wants them to listen to involving Pennsylvania voting results and things of that nature. Yesterday, the Arizona Supreme Court agreed to weigh an election challenge there in that state. So it may be December 8th. We may be thinking about Christmas. We may be thinking about New Year's. But the Supreme Court is thinking about whether or not to take up cases that will decide who, in fact, won the presidential election in what seems like 3 months ago, back
right.
in November.
Well, and along that same line, there was a story out of Pennsylvania where they had mailed out X number mm-hmm. of ballots, and then there was almost double that number of mail-in ballots that came in.
Right.
And all of them were counted.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of times, a lot of the ballots when they've been described by people like Rudy Giuliani or Jenna Ellis, President Trump's attorneys, they're all pristine on very nice paper. They all have perfectly filled out ovals, things that would not normally happen in any election cycle where maybe somebody's in a hurry. They're trying to get to work, or maybe it's the beginning of the day and they haven't had all their coffee yet and they're trying to vote. Things like that. I mean, there is something very odd going on, and that's why it's important for people to really pay attention to these issues. Sandy Rios was a guest on today's issues mm-hmm. earlier today on American Family Radio, weighing in on all of that. So Brent and other folks will be posting that podcast later today. Sandy said, if you voted for Trump, don't give up hope yet. This thing's not done. But the Biden campaign maintains it did win. And one of the other issues that we've covered in recent days is Joe Biden's picks for what he's calling his cabinet should mm-hmm. Joe Biden, of course, become president of the United States on January 20th of next year. One of the people that Biden has raised a few eyebrows over involves Javier Becerra. Now, he's the attorney general for California, and Biden would like Mr. Becerra to be Secretary of Health and Human Services. So this is the agency that's part of the executive branch that oversees things like the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. They oversee a lot of federal funding for things like Planned Parenthood. Basically, anything that is an executive order from on high, HHS backs up through regulation and policy and things like that. A lot of pro-life people are very concerned about Mr. Becerra. And an article on OneNewsNow.com right now, we feature people like Carol Tobias of National Right to Life. One of the reasons people have concerns about Javier Becerra at HHS is that he is among the many liberals that want ministries like the Little Sisters of the Poor, Catholic nuns, to provide abortifacients and birth control in their insurance plans, which is something that dates back to the early days of Obamacare. Mr. Becerra is also one of the attorneys general that has gone after pro-lifers like David DeLeiden and the undercover videos they've tried to do to expose Planned Parenthood and what exactly they do with aborted baby body parts. So a lot of people have weighed in on this. Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma was a guest yesterday on Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, and Lankford said something along the lines of, this man, Javier Becerra, is a threat to unborn children in America. I mean, that's how dangerous a situation that we're facing here. And certainly, we've had other people in this position in other administrations that's caused a big concern. But that is one of the cabinet selections thus far from Biden, again, if he becomes president, that has raised a few eyebrows.
Well, the voice you're hearing is Chris Woodward. He is the anchor and reporter for American Family Radio News. And you can find all of the stories that these guys and are working on at OneNewsNow.com, OneNewsNow.com. And while you're there, let me encourage you to sign up for the daily news brief, and that way you'll be able to keep up with everything.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great tool. You hear me promote it pretty much every afternoon in the newscast that I anchor. You go to the website, OneNewsNow.com. There on the right side of the page, maybe near the top, you click on it, you enter your email address. We're not going to share it with anybody. And most importantly, we're not going to make you pay to read our articles.
Right.
It's so annoying. And sometimes I'll get something from a news outlet that we subscribe to, and I'll send it to somebody for comment, and they're like, well, can you give me the full article? I don't subscribe
to
that.
Yeah, you hit a paywall.
Like, yeah, we don't do that with One News Now. Praise God, we don't do that. We find other ways to, we find better things to do with our money. Thanks to the donors.
One of the things I like about One News Now, and Jody Brown and the Billy do a great job on that, and you guys providing the stories. But one of the things I like is that you can, for example, if you want more information about pro-life, you can simply choose the pro-life, and it's going to filter out and bring those stories to you. If you want to know about what's going on in the church, it does the same thing. Culture, same thing. And, of course, for those of you who are news animals, like my friend Chris Woodward, then it also gives you the all the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get everything pretty much by going to the homepage. But like you mentioned, you can narrow it down to whatever your subject of choice may be. One new thing I want to bring people's attention to, the great minds at IT have added a button inside our articles. And for those out there that have decided to try to do social media on Parler or Parlay, as many people pronounce it, we Americans tend to pronounce it how we think it should be pronounced. So if you are on Parler and you want to share our articles on Parler, we do have a button now at the top of the page where you can share it directly with your friends and family and whoever else may be following you on that social media website.
All right, any other headline you want to bring to us?
Yeah, I do want to bring people's attention to this as well. A few days ago, and I think this kind of gotten lost in a lot of the election challenge shuffle, the House last Friday, with the help of a few Republicans, voted to decriminalize marijuana. And as you might expect, not everybody's excited about that. One of the people we quote at OneNewsNow.com right now is Dr. Joe Godfrey with the American Council on Addiction and Alcohol Problems. Check out OneNewsNow.com to figure out why he's concerned about the House decriminalizing pot.
That was Chris Woodward from the news department here at American Family Radio in studio with me. I'm Jim Stanley, sitting in for Bishop E.W. Jackson, and we'll be back with Dr. Jeff Shreve right after this on American Family Radio.
This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about a study documenting that Google bias may have shifted at least 6 million votes to Joe Biden. Today, I would like to feature one more study that demonstrates the impact of media bias on the elections by failing to report key facts. The Media Research Center asked the polling company to survey 1,750 Biden voters in seven swing states. They tested the voters' knowledge of eight news stories that liberal news media failed to report properly. They concluded that this lack of information proved crucial. They discovered that one of every six Biden voters surveyed said they would have abandoned the Democratic candidate if they'd known the facts in one or more of these news stories. The eight news stories surveyed included three stories that reflected poorly on Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, and five stories about Trump administration successes. For example, they found that more than a third didn't know of the Biden sex assault allegations, nearly half did not know about the scandals involving Hunter Biden, and a quarter of them did not know that Senator Kamala Harris had the most left-wing record of any senator in 2019. When they surveyed the Trump successes, they found that anywhere from 4 in 10 to 5 in 10 did not know about economic growth, the creation of 11 million jobs, the Middle East peace deals, energy independence, and Operation Warp Speed. A total of 17% said they would have changed their vote if they had been aware of these issues. This, by the way, would have moved every one of the swing states into Trump's column and actually given him 311 electoral votes. This study, I think, is illustrative of the impact of the mainstream media that it had on the 2020 election. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE. 833-44-BIBLE.
Brian Fisher here. We'll have the latest update in the battle against election fraud. An open Marxist is running for Senate in Georgia. The Maine COVID test is guaranteed to give false positives. More evidence that lockdowns do not work. Democrats are determined to butcher babies up to the day they're born. And AOC is Employee of the Month at Goya Foods. Next on Focal Point.
The Awakening.
The Awakening.
Download and listen at your leisure with the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to our host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Stanley, sitting in for Bishop Jackson, and it's my privilege to do that this afternoon. And joining me by phone now is my good friend, Dr. Jeff Shreve. Jeff, welcome to The Awakening.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you.
Now, Jeff is the pastor at First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, but he's also the host of From His Heart that you can hear here on American Family Radio. Now, that's almost too many hears in one sentence. And so you got to be careful when you're typing that you get the spelling right. But Jeff, so you all, one of the things I told you I wanted to talk about was Twitter. But now, as I understand it, if memory serves, you are a pretty avid, either way, college football fan.
Yeah, I like the Texas Longhorns, although it's hard to be a fan. You get so frustrated with them. But, yeah, I like college football.
And now your guys are doing okay this year. They've won more than they lost, and they put a shellacking on Kansas State this past weekend.
They did. The one that hurt us was losing to Iowa State at home. Knocked us out of the Big 12 championship.
Oh, I got you. See, that's what happens when you're an SEC guy. You don't really know much about those other leagues out there. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about is how well you use your Twitter platform. And, you know, a lot of folks talk about different social medias and how social media is doing this and social media is doing that. but I haven't seen any of your posts get blocked. Have you had any trouble with that?
No. You know, there are certain things that, like Eric Metaxas has posted that have gotten blocked and things like that. If I know that this is probably not going to go through, then I'm coming up with something else. But I tell you, it's just disgusting what Facebook and Twitter are doing. And all these, you know, the election fraud is disputed, and, you know, with every post you have that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really disheartening to see that, and I've been sending a lot of tweets directly to Jack and to Twitter and to Facebook and just saying, why are you guys so afraid of truth? Why are you the enemies of truth and freedom? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, and you have some pretty poignant posts as well, because you're not hesitant to, you know, I was an umpire for a softball league many years ago, and I had an older guy who had been umping a long time, and I said, well, you know, I call them like I see them. And he said, no, you don't call them like you see them. You call them like they are. And so that's how I would relate to your Facebook post, is you kind of call them like they are. Or pardon me, Twitter.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. What? Say that again?
I said Facebook, but I meant Twitter. Because you put the word out there. And the thing I really enjoy about it is you have a mix. Some days it's about politics. Some days it's encouragement from the scripture. But this is, if you were a guy with a toolbox, this is right in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it. And, you know, I think... I saw a tweet from Eric Metaxas that I retweeted, and I think this is so true, Jim. It's like we are watching this election fraud. This is one of the biggest things that's ever happened in America. Why aren't more people up in arms about this?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate American Family Radio because you guys are standing for the truth when so many are just kind of, oh, well, you know, I guess Biden won. We'll just go along with it. It's like if Biden won, legitimately won, you go along with it. If Biden cheated, you can't go along with that. You got to expose that and do all you can to say this wrong has to be righted, because if not, America ceases to be a free and fair country.
Well, it does. And, you know, one of the topics that we're talking about now at onenewsnow.com is your state, the state of Texas, has decided they're going to sue. They're going to sue the other states for that very thing.
Yeah, isn't that great news? And I love the fact that Ted Cruz has volunteered to present or represent the president before the Supreme Court of the United States. Ted is, that guy is razor sharp when it comes to those kind of arenas, and I think he would do an exceptional job. And the sad thing is, Jim, we don't have enough Ted Cruzes around. We need guys to really start standing up and saying, hey, I don't care. You know, my thing has been, and one of the questions on Twitter, are there any honest Democrats that'll stand up and say, hey, if cheating took place, that's wrong? They may hate Donald Trump, but this is way bigger than Donald Trump. This has to do with the future of America, because if we, you know, if indeed the Smartmatic machines are rigged and it didn't matter what, who went to the polls and who voted because they were going to change the outcome, then we become Venezuela.
Mm.
And, you know, you'll have a Democrat be the president for as long as America survives.
You know, that was, and then also, depending upon how the Senate race in Georgia plays out, that's also going to be another factor in this, because if it's determined that Mr. Biden won the presidential election and becomes president, he's still kind of hamstrung if the Senate stays conservative. But if the Senate goes liberal, then he really can affect some changes, and it would be almost, and again, this is not against Mr. Biden, this is against his policies. But some of those policies that he's talking about for us would be disastrous.
Oh, for sure. And so that's why this is so critical. And I have another pastor friend of mine on Twitter, Randy Harper, and he commented, and he's like, why aren't the other pastors being vocal about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know, I don't understand that either, Jim, because I just feel like, of course, I'm kind of wired like John the Baptist, you know. It's like, hey, you call it the way they are, as you said in the illustration about umpiring. You know, when you see something that's wrong, you call it out. And this is wrong, and we need to go in the right direction. We need to follow the Lord. Now, everybody struggles with wrong, but the moment that you say wrong is right, and woe to those who call good evil and evil good, as Isaiah said, we're in a world of trouble because we have called God a liar. We're not willing to say, hey, sin is sin.
Yeah. And so when we look at it like that, that brings me to where I've talked about you share scriptures and theological ideas as well as some of the political ideas that you have. And so when we look at all of this in a quote-unquote big picture context, you mentioned Romans 1 and how we are becoming a Roman 1's country. What do we do? How do we change that, Jeff? What do we do there?
Well, so you go down the path of Romans 1 when even though you knew about God, you did not honor him as God or give him thanks. And then it says when people do that, then their foolish heart is darkened, and then God gives them over to sexual immorality, homosexual immorality, and then you have the reprobate mind, a mind that doesn't function. Now, sadly, I think we're at that third level where God has given us over to a reprobate mind. And we do call evil good and good evil. And, you know, we brag on how wise we are, professing themselves wise. They became fools. That word for fools is moron. They're a bunch of morons that are, you know, making policies and doing the things that they're doing. And so I think the only hope for our country and what I've been praying is that people would see their great need and that they would see that the hope for America and the hope for the world is Jesus. And if we don't start acknowledging him as God and saying, Lord, we're going to turn to you and go your way and do what your word says, we're done. You know, it's kind of like Nineveh. Nineveh was at that stage, yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be destroyed. And they responded to the preaching of Jonah, and God didn't destroy them. So I think that America is in that critical place where if we don't respond to God, there's nothing that's going to be left for us but judgment.
Well, and I don't disagree with that at all. In fact, I had said some of that last year in that I felt that if we had not already been given over to a reprobate mind, we were knocking on the door and probably even had one foot out of it. Now, obviously, we pray for revival. We want people to come back to God. We want people to return. And for those that don't know Christ, we want them to know him. So again, we want to be clear, when we talk about sin, when we talk about sins of the flesh, when we talk about sins of commission and those type things, and we talk about hating the sin and loving the sinner, we have to remember that Christ died for those just as he died for us, didn't he?
Right. Yeah, I told the church just the other day, I said, you know, the people you disagree with, and maybe that vehemently disagree, because, you know, Twitter can be a sewer,
mm-hmm.
And people can be really mean, but those people are not the enemy. They're the mission field. The enemy is using them, and they have no frame of reference outside, you know, because they don't have a relationship with Jesus, so all they, you know, they walk according to the course of this world, as Ephesians 2 says,
mm.
And so the devil has tremendous influence to push them in the direction he wants them to go, but that's a person that is kept in darkness that God wants us to witness to. And so it's dangerous on Twitter because you have to be
Jeff,
careful.
Jeff, we got to take a break. Can you stay with me?
I'd love to.
All right.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In the book of Matthew, 6th chapter, there's some words that go like this that our Lord spoke. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Abraham Lincoln and some of his friends were once forced to do some traveling during a very rainy season. They'd crossed many small streams, and the water was high and fast in all of them. After a long day of facing streams that nearly washed them away, they came to a lodge where they spent the night. Sitting around the fire that night, the men were talking about how high the streams were and how fast the water was flowing. Then someone brought up the fact that the very next day the group would be forced to cross Fox River. Now, Fox River was very difficult to cross even when the water was low, and if it was up in comparison to the other streams, it'd be nearly impossible to cross. As they sat around and talked, many expressed the thought that Fox River would be uncrossable. Since they had a date to keep, it was important to the traveling group that they not be delayed on their journey. For some time that night, the group sat around discussing the river and the awful possibilities that would be open to them when it came time to cross it. Following some discussion of the river, someone noticed that there was a Methodist preacher spending the night in the lodge who traveled the territory quite often, who was very familiar with Fox River. One of the group asked the preacher about Fox River and how he managed to cope with it when the water was high. "Preacher, you've been listening to us talk about Fox River. Do you have any special way of getting across that river? Any rules to follow that might help us?" a member of the group asked. "Well, now that you ask," replied the preacher, "I do have one fixed rule about the river. I've crossed it many times, and I know it's a mighty problem to get across sometimes, but I've solved the problem with just one rule." "What's your secret, preacher? Have you got a special place to cross?" "Nope, haven't got a special place to cross. I always cross it where everyone else crosses it," he says. "Then you must have a float put back nearby to help you cross it," one of the group stated. "Nope, haven't got a float put back. Just never did have the time to build one for the occasion and didn't have the money to buy one," said the preacher. "But you said you had a rule about crossing that river," one of the Lincoln group blurted out. "If you haven't got a special place to cross or a float to cross on, then tell us what your rule about crossing the river is." "Well, sir," said the preacher, "I've crossed Fox River many times, but I've learned never to cross it till I reach it." And with that, the preacher rolled over and went to sleep. You know, it's a pretty good rule to follow.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
The Awakening.
The Awakening.
Download and listen at your leisure with the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to our host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Hi, I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager for American Family Radio, and it's my privilege to sit in for Bishop Jackson today. With me right now by phone is Dr. Jeff Shreve. Jeff is the pastor at First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. And let me tell you, if you're in the Texarkana region and you're looking for a church to call home, let me heartily suggest to you First Baptist Texarkana, because those folks, they have a ministry, different ministries that go on in that building that you as a member of the body of Christ would want to be a part of. And so I know they've got a sound preacher. I get to hear him here on American Family Radio. And so, Jeff, man, I appreciate you sticking around. And I wanted you to go ahead and have time to finish that thought. I hated to cut you off, but you know how clocks work.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, I understand. Well, I was just going to say, Jim, you brought up a great point about, you know, we got to remember that the people that we disagree with, and maybe vehemently disagree with, they're not the enemy. The devil is the enemy. And those people are those for whom Christ died. And we love them enough to tell them the truth. And as I was saying, that every one of us as believers in Jesus, we need to be careful on Twitter or any kind of social media that we don't get vicious in our responses, that that our words are seasoned with grace. And we can speak the truth, but we don't have to speak it in a way that you're just poking everybody in the eye and insulting them and that kind of thing.
Right. And that is... that's a good thought. Now, folks, I want to encourage you to visit fromhisheart.org. That's from his heart. Fromhisheart.org. I've got a cough drop in, and sometimes it gets in the way. But while you're there, you can hear some of Jeff's sermons. You can also hear those at FBC Texarkana. And that is, let's see, that website is simply FBCTexarkana.org. And there you can hear his sermons. But from his heart, you get to hear some of the programs that he's doing. And then he also has some thoughts that he shares on a daily basis. And it's called The Real Hope Minute. And Jeff, I don't know if you know what was published today, but it was the one called Who Do You Hang With? And man, we were talking about Twitter. We talk about scripture. We talk about your church. But you are the thoughts that you have, man, those go pretty deep, pretty quick.
Oh, well, you're kind to say so. Who you hang with is really, really important, especially important in parenting. You got to watch with your children who they're hanging out with, because bad company corrupts good morals, that's for sure.
Well, and that's one of those things there that if that happens, and that's one of the reasons that we try and keep kids in the church, is because if they are allowed to be corrupted, then it kind of goes back to what we were talking about. We still love those kids. They're our kids. We don't want anything to happen to them, but they still have to know what the truth is. And sometimes the truth includes boundaries. I wish we could include those boundaries for the country as a whole.
Yes. Well, and, you know, as you've heard it said, it's been said for many, many years, you don't really break God's commandments. You're broken on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like you don't break the law of gravity, the law of gravity breaks you. And when we go against what God says, there are consequences for that. God is a loving God, but just like you jump off your roof, you're going to hit the ground, and it's not going to be fun. And so many of our young people, they make bad decisions that can have lifetime consequences. We don't want to see them do that.
No, we don't. Well, folks, my guest has been Dr. Jeff Shreve. I had only asked him to stay on for a few minutes, and now I've kind of extended that. One of the reasons is I just enjoy the conversation with Jeff, and he's a good guy. And I don't want, it's lunchtime there in Texarkana, and he has a lovely wife who he may have lunch plans with. So, Jeff, thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Jim. Enjoyed getting to visit.
All right, brother. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. God bless. Bye-bye.
I was Dr. Jeff Shreve, and you can hear From His Heart daily here on American Family Radio, and that is at 6:30 Central here on AFR that you can hear that, and I probably just misquoted the time, but you can find that out by going to AFR.net, and you can see our lineup there and know who's on when, and it will also connect you to the various websites. Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's my privilege to be in for Bishop E.W. Jackson. And so in doing that, you know, sometimes, in fact, I shared with a friend today an email that sometimes you bite off more than you can chew. And so I've had some help lined up for today, and that's one of the reasons that we have the guest. I'm not quite as able to pontificate the way that E.W. is, but it's a job that I love. I enjoy what I do, but I'm an old radio guy. You know, I'm what they used to call a disc jockey. And so if I couldn't say it in 60 seconds or less, then I didn't need to say it. So going from that mentality to filling up an hour with programming, boy, that gets tough sometimes. And so I'm not afraid to take the help. I had Chris Woodward in earlier, and he was sharing some of the headlines of the day. And you can find those at onenewsnow.com, onenewsnow.com. Joining me in just a little bit will be Dr. Charles Morris. And he, of course, is the host of Haven Today here on American Family Radio. And you can hear that at 4 a.m. Central, 4 a.m. Central here on AFR. And so he'll be joining us in just a bit. A little bit ago, you heard one of the My Turns from Reverend Don Wildman. And those things have been part of my life for more than 20 years. I've been here at AFR for 20 years, but those things are so poignant, they're timeless. And we play them as a way to respect what Brother Don did here at AFR. And plus, folks enjoy them. And you can find those at AFR.net there as well. And so it's one of those things that we enjoy doing and enjoy listening to. You know, in the scripture, we were talking about Romans 1. And as we were skimming through that, you know, it's kind of sad to see how that goes. And when you read that, it's almost like you're reading the front page of a newspaper. It said, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness. This is Romans 1:29. Says, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossipers, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. Goes back to what we said about just a moment ago with Jeff of who do you hang with. But when you look at that, when you see, this is from the New International Version, by the way, but when you see that, they invent ways of doing evil. Look at what happened in New York and what they have said can happen to unborn babies. And unfortunately, even up to the point of birth, they're pushing to allow abortions. And so when you talk about inventing ways to do evil, then that's another way that we as a country have allowed that to happen. And, you know, one of the things Jeff said that made so much sense is if pastors would get more involved, you don't have to be involved in politics, but good grief, just get involved in the scripture. Defend life. Know that life is important. And, of course, January is pro-life month, quote unquote. For us at AFA, every month is pro-life month, and we believe that. And so, why invent more ways to allow the killing of the unborn children? That's ridiculous. There's no sense in doing that. And so, God haters, when you look at the Liberal Party, they've taken God out of their platform, you know, of their whole standing. They've taken God out of that. And so they have become God haters. It's one of those things that it's just sad. And then when you go on at verse 31, they have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Folks, that's where we are as a country today. It's sad, but it's true. And when I said you can see that on the headlines of newspapers, well, just think about it. Think what's going on in our country. Let's take a stand to stop it. Let's pray for revival. Let's repent as a nation. This is The Awakening on American Family Radio.
A prayer. Lord God, thank you for using American Family Radio to share your truth and love in this increasingly tumultuous time. Please don't let our love grow cold as we see wickedness increasing. Help us stand firm for you, even to the end. Help us to preach the gospel of your kingdom to the whole world as a testimony. Help us to make the most of this platform you have given us to promote your name, the name of Jesus. Amen.
I'm Francine Perry. I am the mother of Laura Perry, who was a prodigal for 9 years. And I would just like to tell you that prayer changes things. Yes, you grieve over the prodigal, but God will comfort you. The Holy Spirit will comfort you.
Submit a prayer request for a prodigal at inhisimage.movie/prayer.
My heart's desire is that more churches would start a prodigal box because we all have someone.
inhisimage.movie/prayer.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hi, it's Bible League International, engaging the world with God's Word for more than 80 years at only $5 a Bible. You know, the words that John pens early in his gospel are truly comforting, aren't they? Knowing that God fulfilled his promise of bringing Jesus to us and that he's with us and for us. And yet, you know what? Most evangelicals outside of the U.S. in places where Bible League serves, like Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, have never read those words. They can't open their Bible on a daily basis and be reminded of God's precious promises. So how wonderful this Advent season if many Christians around the world could open their own Bible and read for themselves, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Learn how you can be a blessing to these believers praying for a Bible by calling 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or visit sendbiblesnow.org. That's sendbiblesnow.org.
Giving a Bible to somebody is the greatest gift you can give somebody in life.
You know, God created marriage. Dr. Greg Smalley on Focus on the Family Minute. And so the evil one, Satan, hates marriage, hates what it stands for. And I really believe a big part of what's going on in our culture right now is that Satan is so committed to destroy marriage because he fears what our marriage could be. When you have a husband and wife together, figuring out how can we use this gift that God's given us to serve others, to love others, that is one of the most powerful forces on earth. And Satan knows that, and so he tries to create chaos. He wants couples to buy into lies that they start trying to live out that completely then destroys their marriage. And I really believe it's because Satan is trying to create that chaos because he fears what we could be.
Hear more from Greg today at FamilyMinute.org.
Back to The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome back to The Awakening. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager for American Family Radio. It's my privilege to sit in for Bishop B.W. Jackson. Now, I had to throw that title in there because when you have someone with the distinguishment of Bishop B.W. Jackson, I don't want you to feel like you're getting shortchanged. And so, you know, there that was. But that and a quarter here at AFA will get you a soda. And so, but it is my privilege to sit in for E.W. today. I love him. He's a really good guy. And he does a great job for us. Speaking of guys that I like a whole lot, it's my privilege now to bring in Charles Morris. He is the voice that you hear on Haven Today and much more. And so, Charles, thanks for coming and hanging out with me.
Hey, you're my friend, Jim Stanley, and it's good to be on with you today. Thank you.
Well, you know, when I texted you last night, I was really grateful that you responded and said that you would be on. But when I knew what I wanted to talk about, I went to Haven Today, and then I saw that you're talking about the same thing. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Christ in Christmas today. And, of course, I visited your website, and this week you're talking about Christmas, but from the viewpoint of Galatians 4. Give us a little bit about that.
Well, Galatians 4:4 is the Christmas message according to Paul. And we haven't done that in a few years. And I thought, well, we are in desperate need of hope today.
Amen.
No matter where we stand on certain issues, if we know Jesus, if we're even interested in Jesus, then this hope that only comes from Jesus is really important. So, yeah, Galatians 4:4 is that famous verse of, when the time had fully come, God sent his son. And I thought, wow, what a great verse to chew on all week on the radio.
Amen. Now, you have been there, and this was something I found out today. I don't guess I'd really realized ever before. When did you come to Haven Ministries?
This is my 21st year, Jim, and I'm the fourth speaker. They asked me when I came, and they said, would you be willing to be the speaker for 20 years? The board of directors did, and I just laughed at them. And I said, nobody stays anywhere 20 years nowadays. I said, why don't we just take it 5 or 10 years at a time? Well, here it's been 21 years. And we're coming up on the 21st Christmas year that I get to celebrate with our listeners. And then we've been on American Family Radio probably 15 years, something like that, I guess. And you play our Christmas special, which is not just the half hour. That's a full one-hour program. Mm-hmm. And we just finished that up the other day. And so I think, Jim, you were just calling for us to we need revival, pray for revival. And what a better way to seek revival than at Christmas time. So I heard this pastor say this several years ago, and I have used it on our program as well. Christmas is four words, and that's promises made, promises kept. And, you know, you had all those prophets in the Old Testament looking forward to the coming of the Messiah, and you had all those people telling their kids, you know, generation after generation, God has promised a Messiah. And then finally, it happened one night in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And so I thought that's really good. Promises made, but then the promise was kept. God sent his son, born of a virgin, in a stable outside Bethlehem, they call it the Shepherd's Fields, that's where we are today. And I think if I could add three more words to what Christmas is this year, it would be these three words. So you got promises made, promises kept. I would add three more words: promises to come.
Yeah,
and. I mean, we got the second coming. If we didn't have Christmas, we wouldn't have the second coming. If we didn't have Christmas, we wouldn't have a raging disease, as well as heart disease, as well as the flu, as well as, you know, political strife, sin that runs rampant in the world we live in today. But Christ is coming, and he's going to make all things right. And boy, with that in mind, I can look forward to this Christmas, Brother Jim.
Amen. Well, Charles, do me a favor. And I know that you do this on your program a lot. But when we're talking about Christmas and we look at it in the way you just described and the fact that Jesus is coming again, would you tell us how our listeners that don't know Christ, and I know we have some because, boy, it just blesses my heart when we get an email from someone saying, hey, I came to Christ. Because I heard the message on AFR. Yes. Would you share how someone comes to know Christ and what that means?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to, Jim. If somebody's listening right now, and like Jim just said, I know there is. George Barna has done studies on this through the years. You may think AFR only reaches out to Christians. But I'm talking to you right now. You're a little unsure. You're uncertain. But this day, you can know that you're a child of the living God. It's so easy. All you have to do is remember these promises that were made. The promises that God would send a Savior. The Savior would be born of a woman, the Virgin Mary. This Savior would come to earth. 2,000 years ago, it actually happened. And this Redeemer, this Emmanuel, was God with us. And he went to the cross, and he died for our sins. He poured his blood out so that we could be saved. It's so easy. It's by faith alone and grace alone and Christ alone. The way to know Jesus Christ is to just simply say, Lord, I don't know you, but I realize today that I have fallen short of your glory. I was born into sin, but I realize I'm a sinner. And it's time for me to get right with you. Would you forgive me of my sins? Would you make Christ known today in my heart? And the promise is there. If you just pray that, then the Lord will come into your heart. It sounds so hard, and yet it's so easy, Jim. And it's something that can happen to somebody listening to our conversation even right now, today.
Well, you know, Charles, in sharing that, you're absolutely right. And now the person who has heard it can't say no one never told them about Christ. But here's the other part of that,
right,
too, is sometimes we have to get out of our own way. In America, we're taught to be proud from childhood. We're taught to take pride in everything we do. And sometimes in the middle of our pride, we forget that we have to set that aside and know that we have made mistakes. You know that we need a Savior. I think sometimes we get so caught up in what we've done and the good works that we've done or how we've done this or how we've done that, that we forget we need Jesus.
Yes, we do. And Jim, that pride that runs rampant, and it's not just our country today, it's all over the Western mm-hmm. world. Pride, it's individualism. And it's being interested in me. And thinking that what I want is what comes first. And that's not the way life works. And of course, sometimes we have to be slain and fall down on the ground. And it happens living in a sinful world. But it's at those moments that we realize that we can't save ourselves. And it happens to people right now. And I think it's especially happening to people in this year. This, you know, the Bible says now is the appointed time. Now is the day of salvation. Well, I would say this year, of all years, with all the murkiness and darkness going on around us and things didn't turn out the way many of us wanted in an election, things are... we're not really sure what to believe about the pandemic right now. Even as I was on the phone last night with the head of surgery at the largest hospital in Chicago, but he's a follower of Jesus, and he's praying more today, and leading more patients to saving faith in Christ today than ever before. But it took a pandemic to do it. And it took a hospital where all his ICU beds are filled right now. They're having to convert normal hospital beds. St. Louis is sending adults to the children's hospitals because they don't have enough room in other hospitals. But this surgeon, he said, I'm leading people to Jesus like never before. And they're ready to receive him as their Savior. I said, praise God, you know. God can work, you know, what Satan means for evil. God means for good and can use it for good. And I think that's what's happening right now.
Well, that's what it means to have a Redeemer. And that's who Christ is. My guest has been Dr. Charles Morris from Haven Today. And he is at haventoday.org, haventoday.org. Charles, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, Brother Jim. Can't wait. Mel, get to see you next year, and thank you for letting me share on the program today.
Amen. God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Well, folks, it's been my pleasure to sit in for Bishop E.W. Jackson. According to the schedule I have, he should be back tomorrow, but if not, we'll see. So at any rate, thanks for letting me hang out with you today. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with me. You can find out more about AFR at AFR.net and visit our podcast page as well. God bless.